Welcome to episode 5 of The Science Behind Quality Peptides. I'm your host, Lena Carter, and joining me once again is Dr. Samuel Clark, a molecular biologist whose work has set benchmarks for integrity and precision in peptide research.
Great to be here for our final discussion.
For our final episode in this series, we're diving into a topic that underpins every credible experiment ethics in peptide supply. And we're focusing on how BC9 has built its reputation on transparency, purity, and responsibility.
A really crucial area.
From rigorous third-party testing to full documentation on every batch, BC9's approach goes beyond delivering research-grade peptides. It's about protecting the integrity of science itself. We'll unpack what ethical sourcing really means, how it impacts reproducibility, and why accountability in the supply chain is non-negotiable for serious research.
Exactly. Getting the foundations right.
If you've ever questioned what separates a trustworthy supplier from a risky one, or how ethical practices translate into real-world research outcomes, this episode will give you the clarity you need.
Hopefully, yes.
So, for one last time in this series, let's pull back the curtain and explore the principles, practices, and purpose that BC9 stands for in the evolving world of peptide science.
Sounds good.
Let's get into it. So, we're talking about the integrity of the supply chain in this growing world of peptide research. Our sources really highlight it as being just as vital as the compounds themselves. Why is this ethical piece so incredibly crucial for researchers? What are the real stakes here?
Well, it's fascinating, actually, how intricately peptides work. They're complex biological molecules, right? Mm-hmm. And even tiny variations can throw things off significantly.
Yeah.
So when ethics get overlooked in the supply, I mean, the consequences aren't just isolated. They ripple right through the whole research process. Yeah. It could potentially invalidate, you know, years of work.
Wow, years.
Yeah. We're talking about direct impacts that late.
Right.
Well, they can be pretty devastating for a lab. First off, compromised results.
Right.
Impure peptides, mislabeled ones.
Mm.
They don't just give you slightly off readings.
Yeah.
Sometimes they lead to completely misleading outcomes.
So you might base a whole hypothesis on bad data.
Exactly. Imagine building your next study, maybe applying for more funding, based on data from a compound that wasn't even what you thought it was. It's a false positive, or maybe a false negative, that sends your whole research program down a rabbit hole for months, maybe longer.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It is. And that naturally leads to wasted resources.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the time lost, the funding. We're talking significant amounts, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars down the drain, plus countless hours of skilled lab work.
All because the starting material wasn't right.
Precisely. Experiments have to be redone, reagents reordered, project timelines get completely blown. It's just an enormous drain.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the most critical part, it damages credibility.
Yeah.
The very integrity of the science suffers if reproducibility is hampered by dodgy sourcing. We've actually seen high-profile retractions in major journals directly linked back to unreliable research materials.
Really? That's serious. Very serious. The whole scientific community relies on being able to replicate findings. If the materials you start with are questionable, that entire foundation just crumbles.
So, ethical peptide supply. It really boils down to ensuring accuracy, honesty, safety, all the way from synthesis to shipment. So researchers can actually trust their tools and trust their own results.
That's it in a nutshell. It sounds like a company's core values directly dictate the quality you receive.
Which brings us to BC9. What are some of those core ethical principles based on our sources that really set a supplier like them apart in this space?
That's a great question. And the materials you shared really detail how BC9 puts these principles into practice. Our sources lay out 5 sort of foundational commitments that define their approach. Think of it like a blueprint for responsible supply.
Okay, a blueprint. What's first?
The first, and it seems truly non-negotiable for them, is purity as a non-negotiable. Now that sounds like marketing speak, maybe.
Right. Everyone says purity. It's exactly.
Ugh.
But achieving it consistently in the peptide market is a massive challenge. You're dealing with complex chemistry, synthesis reactions that can create all sorts of byproducts, incomplete peptides, degradation products, if things aren't handled just right.
Mm-hmm.
Many suppliers might cut corners here, maybe use less rigorous purification, less sensitive analysis methods. What stands out with BC9, according to the sources, is their commitment to third-party analytical testing for every single peptide batch.
Third-party, not just in-house.
Correct. That's the key difference. It's an independent verification. They check purity levels, structural accuracy, and crucially, the absence of contaminants. It ensures the compound genuinely matches what's on its certificate of analysis, the COA. This directly tackles those industry-wide purity concerns by bringing in unbiased validation.
That independent check sounds absolutely critical. It's not just a claim anymore, it's verified. Okay, what's next on their blueprint?
It really is critical. Next up is transparency and documentation. This might sound a bit, you know, sort of, but it's utterly vital for researchers. Each BC9 product, the sources say, comes with the full lab documentation. That includes detailed batch records, those really important COAs, and even the specific testing protocols they used.
Oh, okay.
For researchers listening, imagine trying to troubleshoot some weird result or replicate a finding from another lab, and you have no idea about the specifics of the peptide batch you used. It's almost impossible.
Right, you're flying blind.
Completely. This level of transparency means researchers can replicate conditions accurately, they can verify the compound's integrity themselves, and they have full traceability if any issue pops up. It's not just trust us, it's here's all the data so you can verify that trust.
That definitely empowers the researcher, takes away a lot of that guesswork. What about where the materials come from in the first place, the sourcing?
Good point. That leads to the third principle, responsible sourcing. BC9 partners exclusively with manufacturing facilities that follow GMP-like standards for research-grade compounds.
GMP-like, what does that mean exactly for research stuff?
Right, so GMP good manufacturing practices, those are usually the super strict rules for making actual medicines. Things like sterile environments, equipment calibration, staff training, detailed records. It works.
Okay.
Now, those aren't legally required for research-only peptides. But applying GMP-like standards means BC9 insists on a similar level of rigor from their partners. Rigorous oversight of raw material sourcing, how they're handled, processed, right from the start.
So quality control begins way upstream.
Precisely. A lot of research chemical suppliers might not bother with that level of oversight, which means dodgy materials or contaminants could sneak in really early. BC9 seems to be trying to lock down quality right from the molecule's inception.
Makes sense. What else?
Then there's consistency across batches. This is so critical for reproducible research. If you're doing a long study or even just rerunning an experiment a month later, knowing your starting material are identical is invaluable.
Oh, absolutely. Batch-to-batch variation is a killer.
It really is. Imagine you're doing a long-term cell culture experiment. You get several batches of a peptide over months. If there are subtle differences, maybe slightly different impurity profiles, or even just a few percent difference in the active peptide, your results could be all over the place.
Right. You wouldn't know if it was your experiment or the peptide.
Exactly. You can't confidently attribute changes to your variables. So BC9 implements really strict batch-to-batch quality checks. The goal is to minimize those variables, ensuring the peptide you get today is functionally identical to the one you got 6 months ago. It's fundamental for reliable comparative data.
That consistency must save researchers an enormous amount of time, not to mention reducing risk. What's the fifth commitment in this framework?
The fifth is a very clear commitment to research-only use. BC9 explicitly supplies compounds only for laboratory research purposes.
That seems obvious, but maybe not always followed.
You'd think so, but in a market where some materials unfortunately can be misused, this strict adherence to regulations is important. It reinforces that vital separation between legitimate scientific study and any kind of unapproved application. It helps researchers maintain their ethical boundaries and navigate regulations confidently, knowing their suppliers on the same page regarding scientific integrity.
Yeah, that last point really underscores the integrity of the whole research process. No blurry lines. Okay, so we've outlined these five principles: purity, transparency, sourcing, consistency, research only. What does this all actually mean for you, the researcher? How does it translate into tangible benefits for your work?
Okay, let's connect it to the bigger picture. This ethical framework BC9 uses directly enhances several key things for scientists. First, and maybe most importantly, it significantly boosts reliability in data.
How so?
Well, when you know your peptides meet precise purity and identity standards, you can be confident that your results are due to your experimental variables, not some random contaminant or inconsistency in your starting material.
Right, removes a huge variable.
Exactly. It eliminates that noise from your reagents. It lets the true signal of your scientific discoveries come through clearly. Without that reliability, you might waste time chasing false leads or completely miss crucial insights.
Makes sense.
And that reliability directly leads to improved reproducibility. With transparent documentation and those consistent batches we talked about, other labs have a much better chance of reproducing your findings accurately.
Which is the cornerstone of science, right? Validation.
Absolutely. It's how science confirms discoveries and builds upon them. When big paper comes out, others need to be able to confirm it. If the materials aren't reliable and consistent, that's just not possible. Scientific progress stalls.
Okay, so reliability, reproducibility, any other key benefits?
Yes, also enhanced lab safety. Verifying every batch thoroughly minimizes the risk of accidentally introducing unknown or potentially hazardous contaminants into your lab environment. That protects your experiments, your samples, and of course, your personnel.
That's a really important practical point, too. It sounds like BC9 isn't just meeting minimum standards. They're actively trying to set a higher bar for the industry. What kind of impact could that have more broadly?
That's exactly it. The research compound market, well, it can be inconsistent. Some suppliers prioritize speed, maybe low cost, over precision and ethical rigor.
A wild west sometimes.
It can feel like that. BC9 seems to demonstrate that ethical practices and scientific rigor aren't mutually exclusive. Actually, they go hand in hand. By operating with such transparency and commitment to quality, they're not just selling products, they're effectively building a benchmark.
Raising expectations.
Exactly. This kind of pressure, where leading researchers demand higher standards, can slowly push other suppliers to lift their game too. Ultimately, that benefits the entire scientific community. This is where it gets really interesting for researchers looking for trustworthy materials.
Our sources also highlighted some very practical reasons why a researcher might choose a supplier like BC9. Beyond the big principles, what are the sort of day-to-day assurances that make them a preferred partner?
Yeah, it seems to boil down to a few key things that directly tackle common researcher headaches or pain points. Firstly, those trusted testing protocols.
Mm-hmm.
We keep coming back to it. But that independent third-party verification for every single batch just provides a solid layer of confidence.
Peace of mind.
Definitely. You're not guessing about your materials. You're working with verified facts. Then there's full traceability.
Oh.
Every step from raw materials hitting the facility door to the final packaged vial being shipped is meticulously documented.
Okay.
That's invaluable, not just for peace of mind, but think about troubleshooting, internal audits, even meeting requirements for grants or publications. If any question ever arises about a specific batch, the whole history is right there, available.
Very useful.
And reinforcing that earlier point, there's the research-only integrity. That clear line in the sand, no ambiguity about intended use. It just simplifies regulatory and ethical compliance for labs. Researchers don't have that background worry about the ethics of their supplier, maybe blurring lines.
Right. Keeps things clean.
Exactly. And finally, they provide dedicated customer support for researchers. This isn't just a generic call center. It's specific help for sourcing questions, documentation needs, maybe even questions about handling a specific peptide.
So, real scientific support.
Seems like it. Imagine needing a COA fast for a paper submission or advice on dissolving a tricky peptide. Having expert support readily available can save labs a huge amount of time and frustration. It's about being a genuine partner in their research.
So our deep dive into the ethics of peptide supply and how BC9 seems to exemplify this really underscores a crucial point. Science moves forward on the strength of accurate, reproducible data.
Absolutely.
And that means the integrity of the research materials themselves has to be, well, beyond question.
Indeed. BC9's mission, as presented in our sources, is pretty clear. Supply research-grade peptides with uncompromising ethical standards. That commitment ensures every product really serves the pursuit of reliable, credible science. Work that can actually be impactful.
For researchers who are committed to excellence, our sources really frame BC9 as more than just a supplier. They're positioned as a partner in scientific integrity, setting a high bar for the whole industry.
That seems to be the takeaway.
So as you, our listener, consider the materials that underpin your own research or perhaps your critical analysis of others' work, here's something to think about. What impact could broader industry adoption of these kinds of rigorous ethical standards, from verified purity to full transparency to responsible sourcing, actually have on the pace, and maybe more importantly, the trustworthiness of scientific discovery overall? Something to consider as you navigate the world of research materials.